the week of joy, and today's topic I'd like to share with you is wise men. And as I was reflecting upon, what came to my mind is the journey. Wise men travel. Probably somewhere between 400 miles to 700 miles. And somehow we're all on the journey. Our life is a journey. What I found also is that somehow it's kind of involuntarily started journey. Some people believe that before they are born here, they chose it. But personally, I don't remember that. So I just, it's like kind of awakening from a dream in a way. At a certain moment, it came to my mind that I'm on this path. And I need to make a lot of many choices. And depending on my choices, the path changes. And sometimes I felt maybe this is the destination. Then as I stay and dwell there, I realized there was just temporary stay. I had to move on. And I felt maybe that's the destination. And then one after another, found myself wondering, what's my destination? You know, this year, as I was reading again about the wise men, something kind of struck me strange. They are guided by the star. You know, star shines in the nighttime only. I'm not sure that's really true, but that somehow implies that they were traveling at night. Or they had to have a good memory, the star was that way, and then they travel. What about star appears on that way next night?
The star is just a symbol.
Star is a symbol. They saw a star as a destination, a sign that's where we should go. And also, a big star means, in the ancient days, a birth of someone who is very significant. It's not just a significance for that nation or that tribe, but significant for whole humanity. They felt that they had to come and see. And they traveled nighttime, or they had to travel in the nighttime, probably many days, to make sure they're following the right direction. To me, it's all symbolic story, yes. And in a way, may sound strange, but maybe we are designed to go into tough and rough times in order to see the truth, or in order to be prepared to receive the truth as truth. Maybe all things go too well for us, we may become too arrogant or even too narcissistic to be humble before God and to be receptive to the truth. Life is journey. And if you have a hope, if you saw the light where it's guiding you, I think that's wonderful. If you have not, then you're still hitting different spots and thinking maybe that's my destination. And this whole story kind of summarizes into coming to the baby Jesus. You know that the wise man hit a wrong spot before they could actually find Jesus. They went to Herod first. That's not the right spot. Isn't it interesting that somehow the star could show exact location of baby Jesus in that small little inn, in that hut, yet when he was guiding them, it was just kind of broad sense of Jerusalem, so that they were going to the king first. To me, it also symbolically shows that in our journey to seek the truth, we get lost. Sometimes we get close. We hit the target, but not exactly that one. You know, missing the target. That's the Hebrew word that is often translated as sin. In a way, God shows to us that it is okay to make those mistakes. It is also assuring us that God will guide us if we look again. Isn't it interesting that as those wise men came out from King's palace and saw the sky and saw the light again and the star and guiding them at the exact spot, why didn't it do it before? We need to go through certain stages, certain times, certain trainings, maybe certain transformations to be able to see that, to be able to receive that, and to be able to prepare those gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, myrrh is used as more to the exterior, the body. Like a balm. It heals. And the frankincense is what? More as an incense. It's aroma. It's the smell. You kind of take and you smell in. But also, it helps actually your system inside, sinus system too. And I've been struggling, believe it or not, as a Swedenborgian pastor past 20 some years, why gold is the highest good. And then somehow it struck to me, actually this week. Gold, in a way, has universal value for all humanity. Mm-hmm. For its uses.
An eternal value.
Yes, mm-hmm. In a way. So as a metal, yes, as a nature of characteristic of metal, but also in a very, very simple practical manner, if you have a piece of gold, in ancient days, wherever you go, you can use it. You can use that. It's useful for all humans equally, universally. That's why it symbolizes pure heart good that's in that heart. If you have truly a loving heart, or love that comes into your heart, well, the rest will just kind of follow after. If you truly love someone and you really want to do something loving for that person and your heart is pure, wisdom will follow you. And the loving action will just manifest. Gold is pure heart or goodness in heart. Frankincense is understanding, wisdom for that good. And myrrh is an action that completes the whole set. So that's the gift that God is asking us to bring. God is not asking us to bring actual gold and frankincense and myrrh. We all know that. What can we bring? So, children's virgin, yes. Good heart and kind thoughts and loving actions. Those are what we can bring. And my blessings to you in this wonderful season of joy and delight. As you bring those gifts to others, I am pretty sure your heart will be filled with joy as well. Amen.